WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Luis Ortega isn't the name which springs to mind when the subject of Mexican-American contributions to rock and roll history comes up. But for some people, he's a legend based on a band he put together in Prunedale, California in the late 1960s. Now an anthology from Bear Family Records collects all their recordings, including tapes of their long-rumored unreleased second album. Our rock historian Ed Ward has been a fan of Luis and the Lovers since he first heard them many years ago.
In 1970, I worked at Rolling Stone magazine and got to know Doug Somm, the eccentric Texas rocker and leader of the Sir Douglas Quintet. He was living in Marin County, California, but was uneasy in what he considered the big city. One day he vanished, and I was told he'd gone to Vancouver, but it wasn't true. He called me out of the blue and said he'd discovered a great band out where he was living now, Prunedale. This turned out to be about 5 miles north of Salinas, smack in the middle of what was then violence-ridden agricultural country, where Cesar Chavez was organizing the farm workers and meeting resistance from the big growers. Doug wasn't telling the strict truth. In fact, it had been his wife Violet who discovered Country Fresh, as they were calling themselves, a band that had formed in high school around Luis Perez's songwriting talents, Frank Paredes' guitar, Steve Vargas's bass, and Albert Parr's drums. Vargas knew someone who knew Violet Somm, and so she got a copy of a tape the band had made to help them get gigs. One listen, and she knew she had to get Doug to listen to it, which wasn't easy. Once he did, though, he flipped and started agitating to get them a deal. Epic Records took the bait, and Doug told the band he'd rechristened them Louie and the Lovers in the course of contract negotiations. He hustled them up to Columbus Studios in San Francisco, where he was also recording the Sir Douglas Quintet, and he produced a mammoth 18-hour session that resulted in their first album, Rise.
Rise!
Doug saw to it that Epic didn't release the album until the four boys graduated from high school, but then nothing happened. Two singles, Rise and I Know That You Know, were released, and the latter was praised by Greil Marcus and Rolling Stone. There was no tour, but I saw them play at Keystone Berkeley one night, and it was a magnificent show until Doug decided he'd make it even better by jumping on stage, plugging in, and turning up to 11, drowning out the band. But Epic believed in the guys enough to fund another album, which Glenn Kolavkin co-produced with the band. The single has survived from this, and it's pretty good.
Today, I've just wakened to what yesterday was tomorrow. Today, my life feels more complete. I don't feel quite as hollow when I feel when I'm all gear down, or when life's just one long bow. Today's today and tomorrow's just my chain.
Little Georgie Baker and Tomorrow Just Might Change show that Louis was still writing memorable melodies. Doug had disappeared back to Texas, but since Louis and the Lovers were a big deal in and around Salinas, they worked a lot. Then legendary producer and co-owner of Atlantic Records, Jerry Wexler, came on the scene. He was crazy about Doug and signed him to Atlantic, and Doug raved about this band he knew in Prunedale. Wexler sent his private jet to fly them to Florida to record, the first time any of them had flown. And when they got there, they found not only Doug, but the Memphis Horns and another friend of Doug's, the legendary San Antonio accordionist Flaco Jimenez, on his first trip out of Texas. Ya no llores, mujer, ya no estés triste, porque vas a acabarte tú misma. Con tus penas más vas a consumirte. Ya no llores, no acabes tu vida. Ya no llores, no derrames más llanto. Ya está en mí sincera la tristeza. To my ears, that was about the best thing on the session. The rock stuff sounds crowded, what with all the talent in the room. And even though the vocals for the entire album were re-recorded in Hollywood, after spending tons of money on it, Atlantic shelved it. Back in Prunedale, two of the guys left for day jobs, and Louis and Frank Paredes soldiered on, playing around Salinas and making a living at it. One day in the early 80s, Louis found himself at a Doug Somm show at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Los Angeles, and Doug called him on stage to sing I Know That You Know. Shortly thereafter, Louis got a call from Doug asking if he could go on tour. The next day, he was on a plane to the Midwest. From then until Doug died in 1999, Louis played not only in the various versions of the Sir Douglas Quintet, but, later, in the Texas Tornadoes, the supergroup Doug formed with keyboardist Augie Myers, Freddie Fender, and Flaco Jimenez. He's still writing and recording songs, living in San Luis Obispo, and as he told me a few years ago, he can work 7 days a week if he wants to. Cesar Rojas of Los Lobos is a fan. Me too.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. He blogs at wardinfrance.blogspot.com. You can hear three songs by Louis and the Lovers, including Tomorrow Just Might Change, on our website, freshair.npr.org.